Good evening, all of our listeners in the Tampa area. This is the real Lisa V, and I am doing a Hollywood Connections Beauty Queen special. And the show is called What's Going On, St. Pete? That's why we opened up with one of my favorite songs by Four Non Blondes. I've done that in karaoke for years. So anybody local or not local, call 727-441-3000. If you're in the St. Pete area and you have a business, I want you to call in. I want you to be able to tell us if you're open, if you're not open, what's going on. Literally, we need to stand together. Everybody, St. Pete strong. I have some callers that should be holding. I have the most amazing person on the line. Stan, are you there?
Hey, Lisa V, what's going on?
Well, you like that opener? I figured, why not? Because this world, all I can say is, hey, 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 what is going on?
I like it. I like it a lot.
That's what we do around here. We just, you know, we're trying to get through everything. And I want to give you a definite million kudos shout out, especially on TikTok. If you're on TikTok, Stan, I need your handle or whatever you want to call it. You have literally, with the I Love St. Pete webpage on Facebook, I think you said we're at 56,000 members. It opened up about 7 years ago.
Actually almost 12 years
12
ago.
12 years, okay.
It started in 2009. And we have just hit 55,000 members on Sunday, actually.
Okay,
and,
55.
We've been adding 1,200, 1,300 new people every month for several years now. It just went nuts. So we're having a good time.
Well, I mean, all I know is you and Dan from the Pesky Pelican, Sherry and Josh from CJ's, Tony Campetti from the Dog Bar. When I say everybody has just come together to help each other in this situation, you know, Dan from being a restaurant, having to close a bar restaurant like everybody else, became a farmer's market and gave toilet paper when there was none, a sanitizer when we couldn't find it. I still want to know who is the first person that said, I got to go buy toilet paper, when they realized things were, you know, going south. I want to see their face. I want to look at them and go, really? You couldn't have thought of like sushi, something that you need to eat. You know, you can't eat toilet paper if there's an apocalypse. So, you know, literally, I don't know. You know, everybody will be real clean, but, you know, we'll be starved to death. But, you know, there's not much to say there. But Stan, I know that you're very, very in tune with, you know, with St. Pete community. What businesses that do you know personally? I've told everybody to please call 727-441-3000. We will shout your business out. We will give info. We just have to help everybody stay afloat, because I know people who have applied for the grants and the loans. And I know people, because I've helped people sit online on hold while they're online trying to do unemployment. Like, this is a new normal that I don't even know what normal is anymore. I mean, I just, the fear in people's faces, it's sad. And I try to, you know, bring joy and social butterfly the, you know, 6 feet away that I can. But what businesses do you know that are open, and where are they, and what are they doing? I have, like I said, I have Pesky Pelican, I have CJ's on the Island, and I have Nico's Dog Bar that hopefully one of them will be able. I know it's Dan's birthday. Happy birthday, Dan. So if he doesn't call in, he's taking a break from living at the Pesky. Like, literally, when I say lives there, anytime I ran by to get ice, he was there. It didn't matter what time. So Stan, please take over and just tell us what you feel, what you think, because, you know, a lot of people besides myself respect you so much. And like I said, the community's getting together. I put some feelers out to some people, and we're going to do something real special for you and Dan and those who stepped up to the plate and said, here's the craziness, but here's the peace in this craziness, and here's how we're going to show you, you know, how to do it. So please take it away and just tell us what you think is going on.
I do have to talk about Dan Pemberton for just a second, because today is his birthday,
There's
going to be a major drive-by of cars going by the Pesky Pelican in just a little bit.
Oh, good. What time does it start?
And going nuts and all that kind of stuff. I'm not sure.
Okay, because I'm out of here at 6:30, and I want to get in that line if I can. If I can get in that line, I will.
But it's, you know, it's really interesting. I went to Wendy's today, and guess what they were out of? Hamburgers. And but you know what? But you can get prime rib to go.
Oh, it's the best.
From
sushi.
Pelican.
Yes, and ahi tuna. Like I said, I've never had the best. You know, I got people going, that's not medium rare prime rib. I said, if it is, if I clean the pan that was brown from the gravy that I sloshed around as I, you know, walrus myself to the kitchen to sit down and eat that. But when I say literally, I cut the prime rib with a fork, and I haven't eaten prime rib like that, honestly, since I don't even know if it's still open down in Miami. It was called Christie's in the Gables. It was an amazing restaurant.
Well, who cares? It's in Miami.
Yeah.
But when you talk about other businesses, you know, when I talk about I Love St. Pete, it encompasses the entire greater St. Pete area. So, you know, Gulfport and Kansas City, Pinellas Park, you know, all that. We kind of cut it off at Safety Harbor. But I usually say from the Bayside Bridge to the Sunshine Skyway, and we cover that entire area as far as events, promoting local businesses. The whole gamut, and it's been just a fabulous tool for local business owners to be able to promote themselves. And when I say that now, I have to tell you, we have a big thing coming next week. We have a serious upgrade coming for local business owners who want to promote their business on I Love St. Pete.
Oh, I'm excited!
And I can't really talk about it now, but it's going to be a huge upgrade. You know, we have our key tag program, which you get a little plastic key tag that says, I Love St. Pete, from any one of, about 50 different storefronts in St. Petersburg, where you can walk in. And the list is on I Love St. Pete and the Facebook group. If you click on announcements, scroll down a little bit, there's a whole list of all the participating businesses, and many of them are back open again, which is great. And you can go in there and ask for a key tag, or if you already have a key tag, you can go to that business and get a special discount on whatever it is they're offering, you know, at the time. But I highly suggest people start patronizing these places, because they are so into it, and they have lost so much because of this pandemic.
Well,
we were at O'Maddy's last night, had a wonderful dinner at O'Maddy's, which it's, you know, in Gulfport, fabulous place. Love that place. Love the manager, Jen. She's awesome. Just really good time. And there was about six of us, and they've got their tables 6 feet apart, and they're doing the thing and all that. But man, you know, there's a lot, you know, Lisa, there's a lot of people out there who want to tell you that this is a new normal, but it ain't.
Right.
And we got a little thing called the Constitution that people can't get around. The problem is, I think people don't realize, is all this isolation. You know, we're isolating ourselves, and we're washing our hands 10 times a day, and we're sanitizing all the surfaces, and we're wearing these masks. But that, you know, that what that does, that makes our immune system crash, because we're used to all the dirt.
Right.
We're used to all the what they call the bacterial floral, that helps us build our own immune system. So I'm looking forward to everything getting back to normal.
Right. Me too. I mean, I caught a lot of slack because, you know, I went to church, and the way I look at it, I mean, I'm not going to start a war between, you know, political and church and whatever.
No.
I respect everybody's beliefs. But if you can pack a Walmart full of people, I should be able to go to my church, because if I feel I'm protected, you know, in the house of God, well, that's my decision. But when I, being a delivery driver and, you know, now the regional sales manager for Captain Rusty's seafood products, I am in the public, you know, all the time. I did. Uh-huh. I had gloves. I do, you know, leave it by the door, you know, delivery. But everything, you know, human beings, we need interaction. We're not supposed to be isolated and stuck in, you know, inside your house. And
that's
where people, if you can go to Walmart with your family of 10, because I counted, but yet why do all 10 of you have to go? But yet, if I go worship God, I'm in trouble. No, I tell everybody, don't even let me. If it's my time to go, it's our time to go. And I feel that, and I will always feel that way. But if you start looking, a lot of this is biblical. We're going to see what happens. I'm not talking about presidential. I'm none of that stuff. I'm talking about St. Pete, the community, the restaurants that I used to frequent, the bars that I used to sing at. You and I have both sang at CJ's on the island. And, it's a situation where you're trying to keep people from not being in fear and sticking everybody at home. I mean, I haven't watched the news in so long. I didn't know there was an earthquake in Puerto Rico. I have no idea. A friend of mine was like, so-and-so posted safe in Ponce, Puerto Rico. I'm like, what's going on over there? But you know what? I didn't even open it. I didn't even look at it because I'm more concerned with my community. Because when I have to private message you, Mr. Arthur, hey, can I ask where toilet paper is on the I Love St. Pete website and not look like a dummy? You're like, of course you can. And we're all going to help each other find toilet paper, chicken breasts, hand sanitizer, gloves, and masks.
You bet.
But to see people driving by themselves with a mask on inside a car with nobody else, I have no words for that. That is such a fear situation. You know, you're by yourself.
It's unfortunate that some people have taken it to such an extreme.
Right.
And we do know that we flatten the curve, but they keep moving the goalpost, Lisa.
They keep changing it.
You're right. Yeah. So
you can't get a haircut, but you can get breast augmentation. You can go get liposuction, but you can't go to a barber. I don't get that.
We have to be ever vigilant about our freedoms.
We do.
And what the Constitution of the United States allows us to do and how we can live. And because you got all these people who want to slap more control over us, where we go, what we do. And it's just not going to work. I mean, it's not going to happen. Let's face it. I mean, we've survived in this country for well over 200 years, and humankind has survived for many, many thousands of years before that. So COVID-19 is not the end.
Let me tell you, I'm Mexican and Irish, and the fact that Taco Tuesday and Cinco de Mayo, and I mean, everybody yesterday, nobody was, it's just sad because everybody, all my Puerto Rican friends, it's so funny because they say, look, just because we're Spanish, we're not Mexican. Like everybody assumes that, you know, Puerto Ricans and hey, happy Cinco de Mayo. And, you know, there's just a difference in the air. I went to the beach on Monday. You know, everybody was allowed to go. Everybody was, 6 feet. People were enjoying. I mean, I literally got in the water. It was a teeny bit chilly at first, but literally like felt new and revived and energy I hadn't felt in a minute. 20 minutes in the water, get that, salt sea going.
Yeah.
And once again, few people as you're walking across, as they're, sitting there waiting for you to go across the crosswalks, they're glaring at you with masks on in their car. And,
it's the fear of
the people. I mean, turn off.
Yeah, but at the same time, think about this. Karen and I have been going down to Katiki a lot for the last few weeks. And on every Saturday and Sunday, there have been thousands of people on the beach paying any attention.
Nope. Nope. Like Captain Rusty, who'll be on here just a second. And Stan, I'll have to wrap it up with you here in a second, get the other two callers on. But, like I said, I call you Mr. St. Pete. Between, it's like Dan, remember LSD, Lisa, Stan, and Dan. That's where the new LSD, I started laughing and Dan said it's a great name. But literally, I'm going to be all over the community. And, like I said, I'm going to have the key tags in the truck, the Captain Rusty's seafood products truck. I will be all over. Ask me for a key tag. Right now, if you show your key tag or text it to me when we do deliveries, or you go into Nico's Dog Bar or CJ's, show them your tag, get $2 off a large dip or a dollar off a small dip. They just got to show that I Love St. Pete, which means they're following the post on I Love St. Pete. But like I said, Stan, you really stepped up to the plate. And I'm not going to lie, when I started to get scared and freaking out, I said, wait a minute, let me just go to the I Love St. Pete and read Stan Arthur's words of wisdom. And that's you were my news. I mean, that's all I did was follow Stan. I'm like, nope, I'm not turning on the TV because that's distorted anyways. I want to know what's going on right in my community. We already had a homeless situation. Now you have a really big homeless situation because nobody has jobs and landlords are giving, you know, eviction letters and stuff. And I get it, but thank you, Stan, so much. You and Dan, like I said, I'm doing some sneaky behind the scenes work, and trust me, I promise you that you will just, you and Dan will be blown away, to say the least. But once again, Stan Arthur, thank you for being the voice of St. Pete and the brain when it was insane all over this town and people just going into panic mode and freaking out. Thank you for helping us, you know, stay grounded, because you and Dan really did. You stepped up when you didn't. You work a full-time job. You're working a full-time job, keeping I Love St. Pete afloat. But like I said, thank you so, so much for just being you and being an amazing human being. I'm so glad to know you.
Those are beautiful words, and I'm very humbled by it.
Well,
remember, we're not just going to survive. We're going to thrive.
We are. Amen. You are the best, Stan. Thank you so much for calling in. And my next caller is Captain Rusty, and I'm going to hold up the products. Captain Rusty, are you there?
I'm there. I'm always there. You know I'm here.
In fact,
we're in the process of making dip right now.
You are making dip for St. Pete, and I'm holding up our dips right now. Yes. Thank you so much for instilling me with, you know, your amazing products that have been flying.
The real blessing is having you on the team. You're the best thing that's ever happened to us.
And thank you.
It's working, because look at the sales over there. They're outstanding. In fact, I looked at the book today. You're selling more in that area in South Florida, selling all my grocery stores.
Well, there you go. I know Stan's still listening to the show.
Unbelievable.
Well, it's the amazing product that you make, and it's something I love when people go, really? You know, what did, I mean, it's funny. I was in the Publix, and these two guys behind me said, "You're that dip lady." I said, "Excuse me?" They said, "You're the lady all over Facebook with these dips that we've heard about. We're going to go buy some. We're going to go try some." And literally everybody who would get a delivery would get the small, take a small, you know, crab and a small Cajun. And then 5 minutes later, they're going, "Okay, the Cajun's already gone. Have you left the area? Can you swing back around?" I'm like, "I'll be back tomorrow." But literally your product is just delicious. I made an omelet with the lobster inside, and best thing, crab and lobster Cajun mixed inside mushrooms with some cheese on top.
To
die for. They're amazing. So I know you'll give me recipes, and do me a favor. Tell me a little bit of how Captain Rusty's got started.
Well, we kind of got started, me being the Florida boy and growing up in Fort Lauderdale and catching sailfish and marlin back in the day when it was okay to kill them. We had so much extra fish we had to do something with. So what would you do with it?
Right.
Well, you smoked it, and you added mayonnaise and relish, and one thing led to another, and pretty soon you had a fish dip. And it grew from there. And then I said, "Well, what else do you guys want?" Because you know me, I'm a chef. I say, "Well, I can take this and make it better. What do you want? Can you do some of crab? Sure. How about lobster? Sure. How about chicken? Sure. How about conch? Sure. I can make anything." So one thing led to another, and then that's how we got what we got. Plus, we try to perfect it, because I have several good chefs in Tampa area that will sit down and have a few drinks and say, "Hey, this made this the best ever." And as you see,
it is.
You can't get a dip better than mine. I mean, I've asked a million people.
Right. You really can't. I mean, people literally, like I said, I'm all over Facebook, and, you know, we're trying to get in every place, you know, between here, Largo, St. Pete, Clearwater, and I try to make everybody be fully aware that it's just me doing the delivery, the scheduling, the ordering, the public relations. So I tell everybody, work with me, because I am doing the best that I can to get this product out and get the word out. But when I say it's just a delicious product, it goes with everything. I mean, cucumbers, green peppers. I just, like I said, I never thought that I would literally be eating, and you know, you see my paperwork every week and my employee meals. I literally eat that all day long. I'm driving the truck with no air, because I love everybody in St. Pete. I'm sweating. I've got dip going. It's just, it's hilarious. But like I said, thank you, because you reached out to me on Facebook and you said, "Hey,
yes,
I got this amazing dip." I said, "I don't know anything about dip." You said, "It doesn't matter. I just, there's something about you, lady. And I love to eat, and here we are.
I can see you now in the fish dip truck.
I'm telling you, everybody says I look sexy. I start laughing. They're all like, girl, you look so sexy in that truck. I say, oh, Lord. Everybody laughs.
I'm sitting here yesterday thinking, what am I going to eat? You know, I got the seafood market. I got everything at my hands. Like, what am I going to eat?
Right.
I got an idea. So I got two pieces of bread, warmed them up a little bit in the microwave, got the crab dip, put it on both sides like you would peanut butter and jelly, got four of those Royal Red shrimp, sauteed it in my garlic butter.
Right.
Put them on the sandwich. Bam. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I mean,
are you really
just
kidding me?
Yeah, like I said, people literally just, when I say you got to try this dip, and people who do not like fish, they're like, I have tried every one of your dips and I need to buy some. And they're not fish eaters and they just can't get enough. And I've explained to them that, you know, they've probably had our product all over the place. It's just other restaurants
they might
will
have not
add,
known it right.
Yeah, they've add stuff to it or they call it a different name. But, you know, I can't wait. Like I told you, I know you marked on the calendar, Captain Rusty's, you know, I've had people in England ask to get it shipped and we're working on shipping it. We're working on doing a lot of great things and T-shirts and koozies and you know, the song that came out in the 90s, you know, I dip, you dip, and all the St. Pete
we all
dips.
Do the dip.
Yes, we do. I mean, people go, oh my gosh, that song is in my brain, and now they'll never forget our dips. But Captain Rusty, I got 2 minutes to get the other caller on the phone.
Get it, girl.
I know you got to keep making dips so I can come get it.
We're doing it.
And everything,
it.
And we'll
Love
go from there.
Y'all be good.
Yes, thank you so much, Captain
all right,
Rusty.
Thank you. Talk
you got
later.
It. I will talk to you. All right, whoever was on the phone to call, if they could call back, would be great. Kelly, I'm not sure if it's a Kelly calling, but I have to let everybody know about CJ's on the Island, 115 107th Avenue, Treasure Island, Florida. They have to-go drinks and packages available daily from 11 to 8 p.m. Adult Capri Suns. I can't wait to try that. Sealed drinks, iced coffee, and whatever you want in that coffee, they'll put it in there, and you can get your dips to go there. Remember, show them the I Love St. Pete keychain. You get $2 off a large dip, $1 off a small dip. Also, Pesky Pelican, please go see Dan. He's got everything you can need, including dips. And tonight, from 5 to 9, as soon as I get out of there, here, I'll be right over to Nico's Sports and Dog Bar, located at 9524 Blind Pass Road in the Mulligan's Plaza. Tony C. He's got, you know, $2.50 bottle beers to go. He's got sake. He's got $10 bottles of wine. He's got crackers, and he's got every dip that we have. Those of you who haven't tried any of our dip, you can get a hold of me at 407-690-8472, and we have like 30 seconds left. It goes so crazy. I'm new on TikTok, so everybody follow me on TikTok at The Real Lisa V, and I'm going to give Dawn the last 35 seconds or 30 seconds or 20 seconds.
That's okay. Before we go, because it's a special that we're doing, and then I have the other half special with major TikTokers. Lisa, what do you think? I did a survey today doing something, and I went around. I called the Pinellas County. I know, we're good, because we have this. We're going to cut this.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I went and found out, you know, our association, I'm not going to say where.
Oh, I read that. Yes.
HOA,
that's wrong.
I went last night and I went to the pool and I saw the lady with a mask on. Then there was one in the pool. And I read the rules and the lady's yelling at me going, where's your mask? And I'm like, are you kidding me?
No, that's.
Wait a second. There's more. They made me wear a look. They said you only get 20 minutes in the pool. Now, I called the city of Pinellas and the city of Clearwater, myclearwater.com. The pools are open, but there are 10 people in the pools. I said to them, do they have to wear a mask? And you know what they said? No, it is not required. 10 people social distancing. I said, well, how come our quote HOA is having, they're making us wear a mask to go to the pool? I'm going to wear a cowboy mask and my cowboy hat, but I'll tell you, I'll do one heck of a TikTok video.
And your white gloves.
And my white Marilyn Monroe gloves.
Yes, I love those.
But, you know, it's wrong. It's wrong that, you know, I believe the HOA is doing this. Tommy's looking at me like, are you kidding me? Yeah, they're making us wear a mask in the pool. The beaches are open. So if anybody out there that has a condo or association, please call our station and leave your number.
727-441-3000, or you can text 407-690-8472 and let us know, because it's got to be illegal. I mean, if it's nowhere in the law books, how can they enforce it?
Well, it's because the HOA can decide what their rules are.
But you're going to tell me they all met together and they all voted within a few days?
Apparently.
Okay.
I know. So this has been, last night I ended up having a couple Colorado Bulldogs after this.
Ah, well.
Anyway, so yeah, that. So let me know what your thought list is. If you have a condo, and a lot of my friends I've checked with, yes, they have about 10 people. Yes, they clean the tables. Our tables are gone. We have lawn chairs that look like they're way across yonder. But, you know,
they don't want you there. They're just opening it because they have to.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So anyways.
Unacceptable.
They weren't too happy with me because I'm like, you know what? I'm going to talk about this on the air. But I'm not giving who it is.
Right.
Okay. So there's my rant rave for the moment.
Yes. Amen.
Anyways, Lisa V, give your social media one more time.
My social media is @TheRealLisaV with 2 L's on TikTok. I am on Instagram @TheRealLisaV Lisa V _, I believe. I'll post it. But thank you, everybody. Thank you, St. Pete. Thank you, Dawn. Thank you, Stan. Thank you, Dan. And thank you, Tony. And thank you, Sherry. I'll be over at CJ's here shortly, Dog Bar after, and Pesky Pelican to do the happy birthday for Dan.
That's right. I'm going to shut off the live YouTube. We're going to do another half-hour special. My VIP guest is online. TikTokers around the world, stay tuned because you're going to want to go to TantalkNetwork.com, 106.1 FM, The Heat. Let's cut this YouTube.
Yes.
Let's also play the intros of the new show and then that new song that I gave you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Got it. Just slide with me, come on, let me see you take a walk with me, just walk it with me, take a walk with me, come on and make your neck work, now freeze.
Tell you this in closing. I know we might seem imposing, but trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own protection. Cause we see things that you need not see, and we be places that you need not be. So go with your life, forget the Roswell crap, show love to the black suit, cause that's the men in, that's the men in.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Welcome to Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat. We are live, and it is just me now. Lisa, my engineer in the back is going, oh, thank God, Dawn is making me work. You know, and I want to thank Tommy for jumping around and doing all that for us as well. You know, a lot of people don't understand. Over the quarantine time, I went on TikTok, and I've realized from my daughter-in-law how much fun it was. I thought it was America's Funniest Videos. I thought it was just fun until I learned that you could go live. I learned that people can support you. And like today, I actually fed a homeless man with a TikTok bunny that came in, and I actually showed proof on my TikTok. Plus, I have very funny videos. So if you are driving and you're wondering, Dawn Reese number 3, add me to TikTok. In the meantime, Brandon, are you there?
He's here. Dad's here too. Two of us are here together.
Yay. So you are live. Where are you calling in from?
we're calling from Orlando, Florida. And here we are, beautiful Orlando, Florida.
Yes,
beautiful
we're
Orlando. The home of nothing. No,
the home of
home
nothing.
Of Disney World. Disney, home of Disney and
sorry about that.
Everything.
Yes, where my Disney passes are on hold for sure. I know.
Yes, they are.
Definitely until it reopens. But the lines are really short. Yeah, the lines are
You two are cracking me up. You're so funny. Oh, my gosh. So, Brandon, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, my name is Brandon Mack. I am 19 years old. I'm from Pittsburgh, PA originally, but I currently reside down in Orlando, Florida. And I am a TikToker. I currently have way over 750,000 followers.
Wait. You have, because I'm on TikTok Live right now, you have over 750,000
followers.
1,000 followers.
It's one person looking at his video 750,000 times.
Exactly.
And I'm the dad who just jumped in.
Yes, and I want to thank you for the time because I wrote Brandon. I'm like, I have a radio show and it's on six stations and I'm so excited because I want to teach people some things. I downloaded a couple videos that you sent me. Is that okay if we airplane for a second?
Go for it,
absolutely.
Yeah. I'm apologizing now.
Well, we'll be right back. Dawn Reese, 106.1 FM, The Heat, and we're going to play some of his music. Please, TikTokers, go to TanTalkNetwork.com. I'll be right back.
Do you know what my dad and I have in common?
We both love
grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese.
So we're
send
back.
This video to your friends.
And if they don't respond in 30 seconds, that's 29, 28.
They have to buy you a whole cheese pizza. Cheese pizza. We heard today is your
birthday.
So happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, whatever your name is. Happy birthday to you. Share this video with your friends.
All right, and we're back. So your biggest video got how many hits?
Currently it has 10.2 million views.
That's right.
Whoa,
and
10
thousands of shares.
And thousands of shares, exactly.
10.2 million hits. Well, I'm live on TikTok myself to let people know. And how many shares?
It has currently,
1.9 million.
1.9 million.
Probably over, my guess is, because I haven't checked it recently, but I'm guessing probably like 800, at least 800,000 shares.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, right, the shares. I'm sorry, that was likes.
Shares. No, likes, it got 1.9 million.
Right,
and then shares, it got like close to a million shares.
Oh, you two are amazing. You two are amazing. So when did you first join TikTok?
So I joined TikTok back in March of 2019 as a joke. My friend told me to download the app because she was on it, and she basically said that it would be really that she could just picture me on it. And, of course, when I first downloaded it, I had absolutely no clue what I was posting. I started making dance videos, and I just honestly, like, I just didn't know what I was doing with myself. Up until 3 months into when I started, I realized that comedy was my passion. And I got my dad starting into some of my videos, and we became this duo, me and my dad. And basically after that, our views started going up, our followers just kept going up. And ever since, I mean, we've just been doing like back and forth comedies and stuff. But honestly, if it weren't for my dad, I would not be in this place right now.
Oh, and I feel look how nice it is. I don't have to buy him anything now.
What do you do buy? What are the things that you do buy, Brandon, that you say, hey, this is something I really would like to get that I don't really need, but I want?
Yes, what is
that's
that?
A good question.
Microphones and stereo equipment.
So,
and
so basically, because of this TikTok thing, of course, I wanted to get props along with my stuff. So, of course, I got this mic. I ordered this Go mic on Amazon, actually. That's what I use in a lot of my videos.
Right.
I have a mic that goes right into my phone, and I'll do videos like that. I thought about doing interview videos with my friends and stuff, but I was going to do some of them, actually, back a couple months ago until this quarantine thing started. So, I've, of course, taken a break from that, but I'm planning on maybe after this quarantine ends, after the virus is gone, going out in public, maybe interviewing some people, asking them random questions like, do you like grilled cheese? Do you like pizza? Like just random funny questions and stuff. Not anything bad or anything, but just I'm I'm kind of like a stand-up comedian, so I like to, you know, make it up as I go along. And a lot of the stuff I do is improv.
Well, I've got a surprise for you and your dad. It's something to think about since I'm on Six Stations, 3 a.m. I'd like to highlight Brandon on the TikTok, if you are available on the shows, and play some of his newest TikTok videos. If you can help me, I'm only up to 2K, I think, today.
you'll get up to 100K before you know.
We'll help you out, since you were.
We got you.
Wow, that's amazing. But I would like to help you with my show. I can even help you. I'm sure your dad is PR marketing, and I know people can hire you for that. And where can they call in if they need your PR and marketing?
I would actually send a DM right to Brandon's account.
Perfect.
Exactly. You can send DMs right through TikTok.
So anytime I get business inquiries or whatever, it goes through me. Like, I have a business email and everything.
So I would go to It's Brandon Mac.
Just go to itsbrandonmac@gmail.com for booking inquiries, all that. And basically what I do is, my dad has access to my email, so he'll actually go ahead and respond to...
You should see the things I erase. Anyway, I'm a dad. No, I think what's really cool, I'm going to say something really cool about Brandon. I'm kind of like jumping out of the conversation here a little bit. But this kid is unbelievable. So, you know, we moved from Pittsburgh. We live in both Pittsburgh and Orlando. Unfortunately, he's had a few health issues in the past. And he actually has really, we're so proud of him. My wife and I are so proud of him. He's done such a great job. And a lot of these videos he's created so many new trends. You know, I just kind of jump in because I'm kind of the crazy PR guy, but... You know, and he allows us, you know, to be funny and different. And sometimes these ideas that I'll come up with, we brainstorm together. And so, you know, I'm giving him so much of the credit here for really pulling this off. He really knows his stuff, and he has this little edge to him, which is so great. People kind of say, he's like a mini you. I go, I think first of all, he's much better looking. Second of all, I say I have a face for radio. He's unbelievable. And a lot of the content you'll see out there has a lot to do with him. And I'll say one last thing. His whole idea of this whole TikTok thing and the social media thing is all about making people happy.
I love
it. Get people excited about what's, you know, there's so many bad things happening in the world right now. And what we try to do together, and this is his thing, is really bringing joy to the world. Well, even though he's been through a lot, you know, he's brought so much joy to so many people.
And not just in
the United States, but around the world. So when you go on some of the videos, check out some of the comments from people from everyone from New Zealand to the UK.
Yeah, I mean, I have people from everywhere who view my stuff.
It's pretty incredible.
And it's the most amazing feeling, honestly, is, of course, making someone's day. Like, that's my number one goal. But whenever I get emails from people from the Philippines and people, like, miles and miles and miles away from Florida and where we are in the U.S., it really makes your heart sing. And it's the best feeling to know that someone miles and miles away from you knows about you and that you made them happy. Like, that to me is awesome, and that to me is the coolest thing.
You know, they're having a bad day. They always say, having a bad day, and I looked at your video. We love that.
We love when people...
that's so great.
And plus, I mean, there's so many people out there who, of course, they have a lot of followers, and they just won't care for their fans. They'll think they're... very important, and they'll look up to the sky. They won't look down at their fans, and their fans are who
they're everything.
Have brought them to the place that they are now. Honestly.
Wow. Right now I have Brandon Max, and he has over, 750,000 followers on TikTok, and we're honored. Let me ask you, Brandon, do you have a media ID? Because if I make you a part of my show, I have a media ID like that in the email for you.
Oh, we'll have to talk
about
that.
We can definitely talk about that. I would love that. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I have a lot of film festivals. You know, I was nominated for the Christian Film Festival this year. And
That is awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. That. It's been a long haul of being on the radio for 35 years, but there's so many things that come up that I'd like to get you involved in as well. And then I'd like to start playing your stuff on the TikTok special.
That would be awesome. Hey, I'd be honored.
I'm going to tell you real quickly. So we actually got a note from MTV a while back, and we can't mention the name of the show yet, but they actually contacted us. I talked to the producer, and their plan is to feature the grilled cheese video on one of their shows.
Yeah, they're going to be featuring the grilled cheese video on one of the shows.
The grilled cheese video on MTV?
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Well, after I talked to you both, it was so funny. I was like, oh, what's for lunch? I actually made a grilled cheese, and I said it to you. I said, here's my grilled cheese. It was so delicious.
Well, we got to see it.
There's a funny one. We just did a video together today, too, about another grilled cheese one. And people keep asking the two of us, you really like grilled cheese? I swear to God, we love grilled cheese.
We do.
I do, too.
I mean, I swear to God. You know, and it's very, very cute, because it was recently on one of his lives. It was a young woman that was a good friend of his back in
Pittsburgh.
Grade school. And she, you know, they haven't talked to each other in a long time. She found him. Actually, it was actually very sweet. And they kind of
reconnected. And that's another thing. Like, I've been homeschooled since eighth grade due to my health issues.
Right.
And basically, it's been unfortunate for me because I do miss the school atmosphere. And I do miss seeing a lot of my friends and everything. But I really suffered a lot in middle school with health issues, but thankfully I'm feeling so much better.
Thank God.
I've gotten much stronger throughout the years.
Wow.
But I've had some really tough moments, especially in late elementary school, early middle school. And one of the reasons why I wanted to move was because I had so many memories that really just made me feel emotional because I was having a really, really rough time at school.
Wow.
And I thought that my biggest fear was that I left a bad footprint in school.
Which you could never do.
Which I could never do. But I was doing things that I couldn't control, and it was awful. But bottom line, I mean,
well,
found out through this young woman that everyone missed them.
Yeah, I realized that people actually did miss me, and that I actually did leave a really good mark in school. And that despite all my health issues and everything, people thought of me still as a person who really cared for other people.
Well,
that's
cool.
Because that's the person that I've always wanted to become throughout my entire life.
I have to tell you, there's a gentleman that helped me get to my 1K as well, besides the other ones that have been helping me. John McCheese has a group, and a couple questions out. You can pick from one of them. What made him so popular? What did his content get so many likes and views? This is one you can pick. What do you do outside of TikTok? What are some tips and tricks that you can tell other TikTokers? And LYF, those all are the questions. Oh, okay.
Tips and tricks.
Yeah, so any one of those questions for John for McCheese, that he is such a super sweetheart and helps. And then I have also a another fan on the phone for you. So,
cool.
And you want to answer one of those for John?
Basically a tip and trick that I have for TikTok, especially if you want to. I don't like to say famous because I feel like that word is...
That's silly.
It's silly.
Right.
I mean, but basically, like, to get popular, to get... I want to just say noticed because everyone wants to get noticed on TikTok. So my biggest tip to get noticed is be original.
Right. Don't copy
anyone. Don't copy other people. Just be yourself.
Yep.
Basically, when I first started TikTok, I didn't know what I was doing. Like, I just fell for what I saw on the For You page. So if I saw a video of someone doing a dance, I would do that just to see. I just wanted to experiment with the app to see, like, what got people, you know, popular and everything.
Right.
But what I've realized is as soon as I stepped out and did my own content, I did original comedies with my dad. We went back and forth and do what we do today. I've realized that since we were the first people to start doing that, that's what really stood out, and that's what made people really want to view our stuff and really want to go right through to follow us. And
that's a great tip. And the same thing in the PR game in my business too. With we kind of brought this into TikTok, is I've always told my clients, because we do creative also on the PR game, I always told my staff and my clients, don't copy anybody.
Right.
It's not worth it. I'd rather them copy us. And so let's be like, we're
the original.
Are proactive, not reactive.
One tip that I have for every TikToker, which I highly suggest if you want, because it's not, let me be very honest with you, it's very, very, I think the hardest thing for TikTok, and I struggle with it pretty much once a week at least, is you're at that point where you just run out of ideas. And to prevent that from happening, what I do is ahead of time, I have a notebook, and I write down ideas, whatever comes to my mind. And I'll, like, put them on hold. So I'll set, like, a schedule kind of thing. So I'll be, like, today I'll do two ideas. But I have, like, different rotations that I do with different videos.
Right.
So, like, today, for example, like, I do video. I do green screens where I'll do like comedies and I'll have an object right behind me or whatever. I'll do back and forth where I'll yell at my dad. We'll have like we'll have an argument. We do prank videos where I prank my dad with something and he pranks me with something. I mean, there are so many different chapters. And
many of these videos are improv.
Wow, I've got a caller.
Every video we do is improv.
Wow, I got to get you more specials. I got a caller that has a question.
Go for it.
She actually gave me some TikToks. TikToks? Is that what we call them?
Yeah, TikTok.
TikToks. She gave me some TikToks, and I said, here, call in the show. So she, Kelsey, are you there?
I am.
Hi.
Hey, Kelsey. What's up?
So, Kelsey. Hey. So you've seen Brandon Max. What is your question for Brandon?
Well, I guess my question would be, I have a background in mental health, and I don't think this gets talked about enough, but how do you deal with, like, the pressure of having so many fans, like, the mental toll that it must take on you and the pressure? So how do you deal with that, I guess?
How do I deal with dealing with so many people?
I can help you with that one.
I can help you with that. So here's let me be very honest with you. It is very stressful. It definitely is a very stressful part of my take because you have thousands and thousands of people who, I mean, because my numbers just keep growing and growing every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy because it's not like they're stationary where it will just stay at a certain point. It just grows and grows and grows. But basically, when I go live, especially when I post a video, I'll get so many comments like, notice me. I love you. I love your videos. I've been following you for such a long time.
You're damn crazy.
And please reply. I will cry if you reply. Yeah. I will. Some people actually have said that they will dye their hair red if I reply. Or they'll do something not crazy, but just, you know. But basically, it's really stressful for me because I do try to reply to as many people as I can. But the hardest part is that when you don't notice somebody, especially if it's someone in the younger crowd, they'll, of course, get upset with you. They'll, of course, want to unfollow you. They'll, of course, want to they'll be mad at you and they'll spread, not rumors, but they'll be really upset with you. So that really gets to me. That really, like, literally puts a lot of pressure on me.
We try really hard. I know, but I see Brandon doing this all the time, is that everyone's important.
Everybody's important.
Every follower is just as important as the other followers.
Exactly.
So we try, and when I jump on with them on the live, we'll ask them for their names and where they're from, and we get a little, we have a lot of fun with them. Hey, it's Julie from Canada.
We'll treat them, and honestly, what they want, they all want, every single person on TikTok, or every single one of my fans wants one thing, and they want to be loved. They want to either be loved, and they want to be noticed.
Well, we have... I say real quick, I have a bunch of, they're like, there's no sound. I'm like, I'm live on six stations right now. I'm on the radio. And so what I'm trying to do is I would love to have you be a featured guest if you want to and call in and answer some questions live on the air from people.
We would love to do that.
That would be amazing. I would love that because you two are adorable. And I'll tell you, we have a 30, we have both of you.
I'm just old.
Oh, my engineer is telling me 5 minutes. Kelsey, hold on the line. My husband and I have a 37-foot Endeavor, and we sail. That's our thing. And if you're ever
next week.
I'm serious. We're getting it all ready. We'll take you guys out sailing and just kind of chill out from everybody. But how many videos do you make a day, and how many do you post?
So I basically I call it the magic three. So three is the maximum that I'll do per day.
Wow. So you post three a day.
I'll do three a day. Three a day. And let me tell you, once I post my first one, there's something about after posting your first video a day where you just get so obsessed with posting. I don't know what it is. I think it's just that feeling of, you know, just making videos. Because once you make a video, you get so excited to make another one. So you just want to continue making them.
Right.
And especially with this quarantine thing. But like today, I've posted two so far. I typically post in the afternoon. I used to post in the morning. When I do post in the morning, I post in the morning on the weekends only.
He has so many fans from the UK and from all over the world.
I have a lot of people from the UK, and a lot of people get upset with me when I post at like 5 o'clock, and that's 10 o'clock UK time for Florida.
Wow.
And
They call it Toasties there. Not
yeah, they call it
cheese.
Toasties. And they yell. It's funny because they yell at me sometimes because they call, like, they call football
soccer.
They call soccer football.
Yeah,
they call, like, different things. So a lot of the little kids from the younger kids from
UK, they get,
UK, they get really upset with me because I'm saying, like, terms wrong. So that's pretty funny for me because I'm trying to, like, adapt to their what their words are exactly.
But I love the fact, I know you guys have to run through it, I love the fact when we do these videos, seriously, you know, we tried not to script them.
Right.
And the whole idea is we'll sit down, the two of us, he comes up with a lot of these, but the back and forth, you know, we improvise a lot. But I love the fact that we can just do them. And we laugh our heads off after they're done. We're like, that is the funniest thing ever. So we get a kick out of them, and we hope that everyone that sees them gets a kick out of it. If it just makes their day, if you just make them smile for a second during this whole COVID thing, and
yes.
I hope everyone's being safe and sound, but here we are. Yeah, so we can
wow.
We just have to laugh it off a little bit as much as we can because we know how serious it is. But if we can make someone smile just for a second, say, hey, all right,
exactly.
We're good.
Wow. My engineer is giving me the 2-minute warning. I know. He's like, Dawn, 2 minutes. But real quick, you're great. You guys are amazing. What I like to say is for everybody on TikTok, this is what I'm doing. I am featuring TikTokers. You know, people say, oh, Dawn, I'm not talent. I'm not an actor. I'm saying, well, if you support my show and they help give TikTokers and they help me with this, they get a spot of a shout out on my radio show.
Nice.
As well as Kelsey. She didn't even know she was going to interview you tonight because we had another caller that was supposed to be here and he didn't call in. So Kelsey was the lucky one tonight. She gave me a couple, I think, TikToks. I'm like, call me. So she was lucky enough to interview you, and Kelsey is on the phone. And then also what I'm doing is I'm featuring them with their live feeds, guys.
Yes.
So let's say
yes.
If somebody says, I have mental health, or I have something else, or I have, oh gosh, they have so many chat rooms and everything, that
yep.
I help them on the radio to promote, like Ryan was on, and he has a follow party, the Blue Family. Amazing.
Yes.
So, of course, I put a couple videos. The only video that went viral, real quick, and he's giving me a minute and a half, was when I was at Disney, and it said, trust Jesus. So people go, what's your viral video? I said, well, it's almost to 7K, and it says, trust Jesus. And she
good
said,
for you.
Yeah, they go, well, I do trust Jesus. I said, no, that's my viral video.
That's so good. That's awesome.
It is gone. It's all gone.
All you have to do is mix some cheese pizza in there, and you got yourself 10 million.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
The original. You know,
all you have to do, everyone, is be yourself.
Yes.
Be yourself. And don't do anything stupid.
Don't take yourself too seriously.
That's right.
And have fun.
Yeah, have fun with what you're doing. The second it becomes a business, it's the second you need to
stop. Yeah, he's giving me a second. Hey, real quick, Brandon, do you have an agent?
Me.
I know. I also have a SAG agent under my show. It's not exclusive. I can get you the paperwork. Look it over. Next week, we have Keith from Talent Agency. He's giving me minutes counting down. He's going to be in the studio. I want to hook you up with Keith from Alexa Model and Talent Agency as well. And then we have Michael Givens. He's a film director from Celestian Prophecy, Coyote Ugly. And there's so many people and producers on my show. You guys are amazing. I have to go. Remember, give God all the glory in life. Watch things happen. And if you're on TikTok, add Dawn Reese #3. I'm brand new, 2 weeks, and I will see you next week. God bless you all.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.